This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with all those that are helping in the coronavirus fight to keep America free and safe. Now, don't forget, a big shout out to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and the bus drivers, too, as well as all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs in the United States and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget that you can also go over to the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch page, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Like the page and then jump on into the chat room and converse with us, just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And joining us right now, we have from founderscode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
By the way, there were some people there that said that they might be interested in doing the tweeting thing that you talked about, so we can get into that here in a second. But right now, I just want to mention to everybody that in lieu of what's been transpiring here the past few nights with the new areas, if you will, around the country that are flaring up in terms of violence, I think we had a couple of changes to areas where they had just been, like, protesting, to where now they burnt down some places. And And by the way, I also heard something else. 9,300 people as of midnight last night, 9,300 people had been arrested.
9,300 where?
Across the country. All over. Yep, so far, 9,300.
I don't know if that number is accurate, but it could be higher. I would say I would say this. You know, the majority of them were arrested because they're out past curfew. Okay? Uh-huh. They're curfew violations.
That's it.
Which, in this day and time, kind of means nothing. I mean, they're processed. Here's your ticket, whatever their fine may be, you know, $100. And they let go. So, you know, they're out. In my world, I'd make the out past curfew thing like $1,500. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, on these illegals, we'll deport them. Okay, well, that sounds like it's over. Well, you know, how many of the people that do we deport that are back here in 10 minutes?
A lot.
So I rest my case.
Yeah. Now, at least three states, New York, Virginia, and Delaware, have said that under no circumstances will they put the National Guard on the streets in their states. Well, I think one of them, New York, is having a big problem right now, and they might want to have the help of the National Guard. But that's just me.
It defies logic that the leadership of NYPD, you know, the Benevolent Association, the union, you know, all this other kind of stuff.
I do.
It defies me why they haven't made a collective decision to defy the orders of de Blasio and do the duties that they're assigned to, you know, that they've signed up to do.
Yep.
what's he going to do? Is he going to fire 80,000 people? The answer is no. So if they would defy him and take control of their city back, that is the largest vote, if you will, of non-confidence in a mayor.
Yep.
So I can't believe that they're not doing that. The other, because look, what are our enemies? And I would especially say the militant Islamists, Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, and the rest of them, if they're still out there, Hezbollah, what message has this sent to them? Hey, we're going to New York. This is easy.
Yeah.
Is there's a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
it's a sign of weakness.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've lost control of the city at the order of the mayor, which is an outrage.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else that happened yesterday, in the Washington, D.C. area, there were three U-Haul trucks that were left in parking lots that the police came upon, and, of course, they did a little inspection. A couple of them had padlocks on them, so they cut the locks to see what was in the back, and they had low-grade explosives in them.
Who reported that?
That is coming from Newsmax.
Okay.
And
Where'd they get it?
Don't know. It's a Newsmax story, though. Probably the Associated Press. And then we had a report from Los Angeles, which came from ABC 7 in Los Angeles, that they arrested a man dressed in a National Guard uniform who was...
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the National Guard, outside the police headquarters, armed to the teeth. What do you suppose he was up to?
Well, I mean, well, I think we can necessarily make some assumptions there.
Uh-huh.
You know, an interesting thing that happened yesterday, my older son in Atlanta, he went to about 30, he called me, he was freaked out. He went to about 30 places in Atlanta, everything from Army, Navy to gun stores to tactical stores and whatnot, looking for body armor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, the 30th place happened to have it.
Uh-huh.
But while he was there, Antifa was in several of the stores buying tactical equipment.
Uh-huh. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. And caller, you hang on. We'll get right to you. Alrighty, and we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we take a break. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made, with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. My conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is something that I've been taking for going on 7 weeks now. And I took it before a few years ago, and it's something that helps you build up your immunity as well as get you some more vitamin, if you will, vitamins into you. Because if you're not getting your fruits and your vegetables, like who is, right, then I've got these little capsules I'm taking 4 a day, Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. So if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then this is the deal for you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to start feeling better. Now, go to balanceofnature.com, the website, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and see if you don't feel better, too. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
We have Ian on the telephone line. So, Ian, good morning, and what's on your mind?
I got two quick comments, and then I'm going to go away. Number one, it could be 9,300 they're going to arrest or 93,000. It don't mean bull squat, because already the National Lawyers Guild, the ACLU, and all the communist front groups and the Soros Obama globalist forces are bailing these people out where they are getting bail. And if they're not getting bail, they're getting turned loose by the communist judges around the country. Doesn't mean bull squat, and when they get out, they're going to wear it as a badge of honor and laugh at us and spit at us, okay? Mm-hmm. And my second point is, May, June of 2020, to my way of thinking, maybe I'm being an alarmist, end of America, baby. Our fathers and grandfathers that beat Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo, that fought the Red Chinese and North Koreans to a standstill in Korea because they weren't allowed to win, that held off the Reds in Vietnam, and we beat the mighty Soviet Union in basically a cold war of attrition. We outlasted them. And with one word, racism, an invented word that was invented by Leon Trotsky to smear white Europeans, okay? With one accusation, racism, we collapsed like a cheap suit. Thanks, bye.
All right, well, that's the end. Well, what do you think, Denise?
The second part is absolutely correct, and I would invite you listeners, which I put this on Facebook a couple of days ago, where's Bill Ayers? Because if you go back to Weather Underground, they put out a publication years ago titled Prairie Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at their book, Prairie Fire, you'll find the genesis of where racism came from, and he's right, you know, it was a, you know, Russian propaganda thing. But this is a, it's all this. I mean, everything is playing out just like is defined in Prairie Fire. It's a created crisis.
Speaking of crises, did you hear about the Minneapolis Police Department now facing a federal civil rights charge over the killing of Mr. George Floyd? And apparently the Department of Justice is going to go after them.
Well, the entire police department.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this goes, you know, they will do a challenge of all of their tactics going back years and years and years.
Well, we talked about this this officer Chauvin and the maneuver that he was using. This was something that had been taught by the police department and instituted back in 2015. What he was doing.
Well, actually, it is a tactic, and it is in their police manual. The
yep.
truth of the matter is, it's in several police manuals. Mm. It doesn't mean that they encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they want you to use it. It is just a part of a tactical maneuver, if you will, that is there.
Yeah, and as I explained yesterday to the audience, we use that in the fire service too. EMTs will use it also as a not in the way that they did it. We did it by someone up in front of the patient that was acting unruly, either drunk, disorderly, or on drugs or whatnot. And then somebody came up behind him and did what was called a takedown maneuver to get them down onto the floor. And we did the chokehold from the back, where you come up behind it and do it. But we didn't do what they were doing. The way they were doing it, so there was a little different story there. Anyway, many doctors believe we're going to have a horrible coronavirus spike coming in about another week or so. That'll be 2 weeks out from when this all started. Do you think we're going to see one of those?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I was actually thinking a little bit about that last night because let's not forget, and it's a story that's left the headlines, there are still several cruise ships out there in the world.
There are.
that have people on them.
Yep.
And they're having to fly, you know, necessities to the ship
mm-hmm.
because the home countries won't take back their employees. Well, I would say here at this point, it's probably safe to do it now because it doesn't have like a 2 week, even a month incubation period. I mean, these poor people on these cruise ships, from, you know, very small countries or whatever countries, won't take them back. So it's kind of like, I mean, there are thousands of them.
Yeah. And the other thing is, when you talk about all of this, the temperatures in a lot of these places were warm, and there was lots of sunlight, and that helps to get rid of the germs to begin with, the disease to begin with, the virus.
Well, I mean, the CDC or, you know, whatever said that, but, of course, that's kind of slippery because they've kind of backtracked on a lot of things. So, I guess that one still stands about, you know, outdoors and heat, but and sunlight, but I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see. It'll just be interesting to see what happens. If we don't get that big spike that they're all talking about, then people are going to go, I wonder.
Yeah, well,
I know. We might have another problem we're not talking about here. Okay. The Republicans are on the hunt for an alternative national convention site. Are they coming to Florida?
Well, there are some states and some mayors that are, you know, opposing those invitations. And Florida's in that mix, Texas is in the mix, Georgia's in the mix. But the truth of the matter is we really need to have it in a battleground state, which is the reason they chose Charlotte to start with. So now we have Tennessee in the mix. And Tennessee's been hurt financially in a big way with so many of their disasters in the last year. So that one might be a good one just to help them out economically. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. They're going to have to move pretty fast here because North Carolina pretty much said, you can have it here, but you can't use the whole convention.
Right.
You can't do this. You can't do that.
Right.
So they put a whole bunch of stipulations to it, which kind of made it impossible to have really any kind of convention there. So
all right,
interesting.
We got a question here from Otis, and Otis is in Blanding, West Virginia. I have no idea where that is. Ken, thanks for the question. He's saying, can another judge overrule Judge Sullivan?
Yes.
Okay, and what judge would that be?
Well, it depends upon where this plays out here. So, but yes, it can go to an appeals court, an appellate court.
Okay, very good. Now, finally, the Washington Post, which is a paper that's had a lot of trouble, has inked a partnership with local news outlets. Did they sign you up?
I'm not a news outlet.
I know, but you could have been, I guess. They went to like the small city newspapers and that sort of thing and signed people up to write stories for them, write articles.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Getting rid of the high dollar people and paying it so much I don't know, it might be for click ad for all I know. All right, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and I can't wait to see what we'll be talking about then.
Okay.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And by the way, she told me about her son who was looking for a body armor yesterday in Atlanta, and he went to a whole bunch of places, and everywhere he went, he saw people from Antifa trying to buy the same thing later.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Curfews remain in effect in cities nationwide in an effort to curb the violent demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Relatives of George Floyd joined thousands of protesters in Houston, where he grew up.
This is amazing, all you guys out here. God bless you all.
The march to City Hall came as the state of Minnesota launched the civil rights investigation against the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation will review MPD's policies, procedures, and practices over the last 10 years to determine if the department has utilized systemic discriminatory practices towards people of color.
As demonstrations against police brutality continue from coast to coast, authorities are now trying to control incidents of violence and also looting. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, and you'll hear all about them in a second coming right up, and here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. And they've got another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from where I'm sitting right now. I'm in Tampa on the east side. They're in Clearwater on the west side. Now, remember that you can become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high in demand, well paid job with a tremendous career opportunity with plenty of benefits too. Now, you'll start out around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour-a-week job, and you can very rapidly move right up the ladder and make as much money as you can possibly think of, because that's exactly what the situation is. Now, I want to remind everybody that there's two ways to do that. First of all, go check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, more than 140 individuals training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and about 70 at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, have tested positive now for the COVID-19 virus, the two posts said in a statement. We'll see where all that goes. This is these are recruits that are testing this way. And again, we'll see what happens. That could create a problem, but who knows? And about 15 West Point cadets who returned to campus for graduation, during which President Trump is scheduled to deliver an address, have tested positive for the coronavirus. This according to the U.S. Army. Also, the promotion for a Special Forces colonel who approved a 2017 mission in Niger, in which four U.S. troops died, remember that, has been canceled. So the colonel is not going to get a promotion. I guess they're maybe thinking they might want to do something different. I don't know. We'll see. By the way, remember retired Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher? Well, attorneys for the retired Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher have filed a lawsuit against a New York Times reporter and newly sworn in Navy Secretary Kenneth Braithwaite, alleging that the service unlawfully leaked information and that the reporter defamed Gallagher in news articles. We'll see how that works out. In addition, several crew members from the dock landing ship Carter Hall tested positive for COVID-19, but Navy officials have refused to say how many shipmates also are infected. Now, the Naval Information Warfare Center Atlantic and Naval Information Warfare Center Pacific will host a virtual industry day sometime in the early part of June to announce 10 new projects through the Information Warfare Research Project Consortium. Also, the U.S. Navy is preparing to test the voice and data links that will connect the Gerald R. Ford, USS Gerald R. Ford, to other warships in the fleet as the carrier is done now, proving it can launch planes, and it's ready to tackle its warfighting operations. Now, the Navy has spent the last 3 years taking the USS Gerald R. Ford from a construction project to a platform that can launch and recover jets. The service is now taking steps to turn the ship into one that can now fight in maritime combat. So we'll see how fast that all happens. By the way, a squadron of F-35 fighters from the 388th and 419th Fighter Wings at Hill Air Force Base in Utah deployed to the Al Dhafra Air Base in the United Arab Emirates, the Middle East, the third time they've been there in a year for a deployment, the Hill F-35s. A pair of B-1B Lancer bombers on a long-range training flight to Europe practice how it would use long-range missiles designated to target and destroy enemy ships along the way as they did a little war practice over the Black Sea. And newly integrated U.S. Air Force F-22 Raptor weapons are now operational, bringing expanded air-to-air and air-to-ground attack technology to the stealth fighter following the production of a multi-year software upgrade program intended to prepare the jet for a major great power war. And as the SpaceX Crew Dragon rocketed into orbit carrying American astronauts on May the 30th, a team of U.S. Air Force aircraft circled the airspace to make sure it was safe and rescue crews stood alert in case the mission did not go the way it was supposed to. They're back. The Cape is back. And as the new commandant of the Marine Corps seeks to make radical changes to how the service operates. There are some signs of the old guard Marines who have been aligning themselves too closely to the Navy. So, General Berger doesn't particularly like that, I don't think. And forces from the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force have now deployed with the U.S. Central Command as operations a part of the Special Purpose Marine Air Ground Task Force Crisis Team that's now over in the Middle East. And the National Guard, you probably didn't know this, and I just found out about it, and I was going to discuss it with Denise Simon, but I didn't get to it. Soldiers fired shots on a vehicle that was posing a threat in Minneapolis. Now, an unknown vehicle, allegedly driving at high speeds towards Minneapolis National Guard personnel, who were on the ground, and their police counterparts, were shot at 3 times in Minneapolis on Sunday night. And then the car drove away. And in Louisville, Kentucky's governor called for the release of a police video from a deadly shooting in Louisville that took place while police officers and National Guard soldiers were enforcing a curfew amid waves of protests in the city over a previous police shooting. Now, apparently, they fatally shot a man after someone in the group fired at him. And we'll see where that goes. By the way, the Minnesota National Guard, which has also been responding to unrest in the state, has deleted a tweet posted that said that it wouldn't send tanks into the Twin Cities because it would damage the roads. Okay. And in Nebraska, 433 Nebraska National Guard members were called up amidst the protests, latest assignments in a busy year. And it has been a busy year. By the way, the Space Force, the United States Space Force, is not going to be sending humans into space for national security purposes anytime soon. So says Major General John Shaw. So, okay, General, we appreciate that. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he's very concerned about the probe being conducted in the Hague-based tribunal investigating the U.S. for alleged war crimes. Remember, we're not in that group over there. So whatever they're doing on their own without the blessings of the United States. So I don't know what they're doing exactly. We'll just have to wait and see. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in and opining. We got a lot of people that are talking to us this morning in the chat room, and let's see here. Cousin Vinny just chimed in, and good morning, Cousin Vinny. He says, if liberals can break quarantine to riot, then conservatives can go to a Trump rally. All right, I gotcha. And let's see, my boy is in Lincoln helping with the COVID testing effort. Okay, that's Al, and he's talking about his son who is in the reserve. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, remember, Two Guys Gun Shows are back. I did the gun show last week, the first one of the season since the COVID outbreak down in Port Charlotte. Had a good crowd, steady crowd, buying a lot of stuff. That's all I can tell you. They were out to spend money, and they bought guns, they bought ammunition, they bought bows and arrows, they bought all sorts of outdoor stuff there because they had a lot to choose from. And it was a very good time had by all. Now, they're coming. Two Guys Gun Shows is coming to Largo this weekend. They'll be at the Minreg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G Hall in Largo, which is located at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. They're going to have their concealed carry class, I believe, Saturday at 2 p.m. So if you want to get in on that, you have to give them a call, and I'll give you the number here in a minute for your concealed carry permit class. Also, not only guns, modern guns, antique guns, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, ammunition, private collections, knives, sabers, hunting equipment, and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff there, too. You can go to the website that they have, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And to make sure that you get into the concealed carry class, give them a call at 727-776-3442, 727-776-3442 to take your concealed carry, get your concealed carry permit. So there you go. And I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. And I'll be there Sunday, too, probably from 9 to 1. I'll have Patrick Hyland will be there one of those days. Don't know which day yet, but Patrick Hyland will be there. So, and then we'll have some other surprises there, too, some people that you'll be able to meet. Compliments of the show, and I'll be giving out some free stuff too. So there you go, a little bit of everything going on there. All right, now I guess Chris Markowski is taking the day off today, and that's okay because I think he may be flying back up to New York now that I think about it. Going from Fort Myers, coming back up to Tampa to go to New York. So there you go. Now, certainly, we've had plenty of stuff going on when it comes to the unrest in America. Now, to listen to the other side of the aisle, let me just tell you what Nancy Pelosi had to say, which is really ridiculous, but hey, that's Nancy, right? And we need to retire her. We need to retire her. She's just done nothing to help anybody as speaker. But here's what Nancy had to say yesterday to anybody that would listen to her.
I said when I saw the Bible, I was thinking of so many things in the Bible that would have been appropriate in terms of humanity of all people in our country. And I was thinking about time. You know, time is such the most important commodity, the most important commodity, the most finite of all time. The time it takes to make the change necessary. And it's long overdue time for us to make some of that change that people were calling out for. And I'm thinking of the book of Ecclesiastes, and in it they talk about there's an appointed time for everything, Ecclesiastes says in 1:2. The time of every event under heaven. He talks about a time to heal. He talks about a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing.
Well, you know, the audio in there, she's like standing in the hallway or something, not in front of a microphone. They're pointing the mics out at her. It was kind of hard to hear her. But she's quoting scripture and all that sort of stuff. And I just, I'm sorry, I just don't see Nancy Pelosi as being the one to be out there quoting scripture. I just don't. She just, it's like, you know, and I've called her this before, and I will call her this again. She's like the Wicked Witch of the West. I mean, you know, unbelievable. And by the way, listen to this nonsense. This was the council member in Seattle that I told you about talking about looting, and listen to what he said.
People are willing to help do those repairs, and I'm extremely thankful that nobody was injured there. But what I don't want to hear is for our constituents to be told to be civil, not to be reactionary, to be told that looting doesn't solve anything. And, you know, it does make me wonder and ask the question why looting bothers people so much more than knowing that across the country, black men and women are dying every day and far too often at the hands of those who are sworn to protect and serve.
Now, it's just one little problem with what that person said. Actually, two. I don't know why looting bothers people. Are you kidding me? You ever had anything stolen from you? Do you have a business? Do you have things that have been busted out of your window, taken from you? Apparently not. And oh, by the way, when it comes to police and shooting, I don't know if the people are even aware of this, but more white people get shot by police officers than black people do. And nobody's talking about that. You have to work to find the statistic, but you can find it. And that's as of last year. So all of this me, my stuff, that's just, it's ridiculous. It's got to stop. Now, this is the president talking about Minnesota.
What happened in the state of Minnesota? They were Olympics all over the world. They took over the police department. The police were running down the street, sirens blazing, the rest of them running. It was on camera. And then they wiped out, you probably have to build a new one, but I've never seen anything like it, and the whole world was laughing. Two days later, I spoke to the governor. The governor is, I think, on the call, and he's an excellent guy. And all of a sudden, I said, you got to use the National Guard to take numbers. They did it first, and they did. And I'll tell you this, I don't know what it was. It was the third night, fourth night. Those guys walked through that stuff like it was butter. They walked right through. And you haven't had any problems since. I mean, they don't. They're not going to go there. Now they'll go to some other place. But once you called out and you dominated, you took the worst place and you made it. They didn't even cover it last night because there was so little action. Because you dominated. You dominated.
Now think about that for a minute. That was the president on a conference call with a bunch of governors. Somebody obviously recorded that. And then we wind up listening to the recorded version, probably off a smartphone, I'm guessing. But think about that for a minute. Now, here's something talked about by the mayor of Washington, D.C.
What do you make of your city this morning?
Well, we're certainly very sad and angry, quite frankly, about the destruction that happened here. But we're in Lafayette Park, right in the center of our city, in front of the White House. But we had damage in blocks throughout the city. So we want people to be able, and we recognize that people are frustrated and mad, but tearing up our beautiful city is not the way to bring attention to what is the righteous cause.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me about the protest here last night, as I talked to protesters and walked among them for a couple of hours, they seem to be really organized. And I've been to a number of protests over the years like this. This one seemed to be unusually organized.
Well, we know that we have people that came here with tools and supplies, and they re-upped their supplies. They went to different parts of the city. So we think there was a mix of people here, but certainly people here who do this type of protest and demonstration.
Professional.
Okay, people showed up from outside the area. How do you like that? And we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with